Welcome back to another episode of Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Kendall Payton, an editorial associate here at NACM. Now let's dive into this week's top stories. Credit professionals have reported an increase in payment delays as customers feel the pressure of inflation, supply chain issues, and overarching economic volatility. Late payments are more costly than usual in today's environment as the federal funds interest rate sits at a 15-year high. Kenny Wine is the director of credit at T. Ryerson Sun. He says now is the time for credit professionals to remind customers of any late fee or interest rate policies to encourage timely payments.
So what we try to do is just kind of a nominal fee that would get their attention, depending on what the amount is. So if it's a $1,000 order, maybe it's $30. If it's a $1 million order, maybe it's $300, right? It's just something to grab the customer's attention. During our terms of sale, we put a note in there that we will charge you interest to the maximum extent of the law that will allow. So, you know, different states have different usury laws. So there is a maximum that you can charge a customer. And so we put that language in there as another tool to leverage, facilitate a conversation to correct the problem. It's not necessarily for a revenue generating source for us. But it gives us that potential if a customer doesn't pay us for a year. If we had to take them to a court, we should get our cost of capital back, you know, during that time.
Yet many B2B credit professionals struggle to successfully collect late fees, and some do not use it as a tool at all. A recent E-News poll revealed half of creditors do not charge late fees. Of those who do charge, 33% are successful in collecting only a quarter or less of late fees.
The consumer business, let's just say car payments, and you get a late payment, that was something that was fairly easy to collect for us back in the day. When I got into the business-to-business world, not so much. We could charge interest. We could charge late fees. However, customers were not very forthcoming to pay those. Probably 95% of the time, we would never collect late fees. But what it did give us, it did point out to the customer that they were late and that there was a financial hit to us, and therefore we could use it as leverage for something else. So maybe we correct the late payments by waiving the late charge, and we would do something like that. The ability to actually collect it was not very good, but for us, it was an avenue to open up a broader conversation to correct whatever the problems were.
Include specific language that covers potential late fees and interest in multiple documents so there are no questions from customers. Make sure that language is repeated in your credit application, order acknowledgement, invoice and terms and conditions. Phrases like highest percent allowable by law will give your credit department the most flexibility when collecting fees, especially for those selling to customers in different states. Jason Mott is an NACM board director and corporate credit manager at MFA Incorporated. His department is successful in collecting roughly 75% of default interest.
Now, there is a lot of variation. I mean, there are some people that we settle for nothing. And that's because we have made the determination that that's probably all we're going to get. And so we need to go ahead and take what we can versus not taking anything at all, going to court, and the opportunity to lose, you know, everything. And so, you know, we just make a business decision to take what we can get.
Deciding the appropriate situation to charge fees is a delicate balancing act. For example, you don't want to ruin a positive relationship with a customer who's unable to pay due to factors beyond their control.
So agriculture is a very cyclical industry. We've come off two pretty good years in agriculture. Okay. So our repayment history has been pretty good over the last couple of years. Now, I see the potential for that to change this coming year. I think that there are some things in the agricultural industry that are going to set us up to potentially have more challenges as we move into this coming year. Now, the supply chain had a significant impact on agriculture. I mean, with the drought, the Mississippi River and Missouri River, and the low water levels of those two key modes of transportation for grain and for and for fertilizer, but those low levels have caused some significant challenges getting barges up and down the river so that we could get fertilizer to where it needs to be, so we could get grain where it needs to be, primarily down into New Orleans to the port so that it can be exported. We were being asked to waive some late fees on some customers because they had the crops. They had the crops sold and everything was supposed to be okay. And we were supposed to be paid timely, but because of the low river levels, they weren't able to deliver their crops to the end user, which meant that they couldn't get their money, which means we couldn't get our money.
Check out eNews at bcm.nacm.org to learn more on using late fees as a collection strategy. That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn.